Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
It is the G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. I'm Kevin Walker alongside Fred Davis filling in for the G-Bag Boys. Taking Labor Day off, but we will have you until 6:30, leading you into Rangers pregame. Jacob Ray behind the glass taking care of things. Should be getting our boy Jordan Schultz on the show here in a second. Just waiting on that. Hope y'all are having a fantastic Labor Day, doing all the different festivities. 877-881-1053. Text us in. Let us know what you got going on. It's a beautiful day today. Don't have to worry about any rain or nothing like that. So,
Certainly enjoyed the day today. It's been a busy day as well. Had a call first thing this morning, so was up late last night doing a little work. And so, no, it's been a. I'll tell you what I have enjoyed about a day like today, though, is that the weather, or excuse me, not the weather, but the traffic,
no traffic,
has been absolutely scot-free today. So beautiful. I know I'm a big fan of that. Anytime you can bebop around DFW with no problems is always a good thing.
I could not agree more. I mean, I drove all the way from Granbury this morning in an hour and 15 minutes versus an hour 45. So,
all right, without further ado, let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. Absolutely one of the best around. I don't care what sport you're talking about, but certainly when it comes to talking all things pigskin, one of the best in the business, the insider himself, Mr. Jordan Schultz. Mr. Jordan Schultz, no stranger of doing labor on Labor Day. Appreciate your time today on this Labor Day weekend. Number one, let's just get right to it. What did you been hearing about this Micah trade, how this whole thing came about, and kind of a second part of that, with Mulligetta being both, you know, Micah's representation as well as George Pickens, what, you know, depending upon what the season plays out, but if he plays well, what's the likelihood that, you know, that relationship with the Cowboys isn't fractured to where he could possibly re-sign again?
No, I'll start with the second part just because I don't think it's going to be necessarily a big issue.
Okay.
You know, when you listen, I understand that Jerry wants to run this system the way that he wants, and he has as much power as any owner in the league. But David Mulligetta has as much power as any agent in the league. And when it comes to someone like George Pickens, I think clearly, you know, he's going to be a significant part of this offense, a focal point for Dak. And if he has the type of year that obviously Cowboys fans hope, then it would make a lot of sense to extend him, considering his age and, you know, hopefully production. The first part, to me, the trade itself made no sense to me, but it made extra no sense because of when they did it. You know, they could have gotten more for him in March or April, and let's just say hypothetically they wanted to wait until the season. You know, let's say they're a month into the season, and suddenly a team that maybe wasn't playing – or was playing significantly better than they thought they would, now all of a sudden they want to go all in. Well, maybe they can get two ones and a two, or two ones and a three, or, you know, just more capital in general, another asset. You know, I know they really like Kenny Clark. He's a really good player. He's been an All-Pro. He's 30 years old. But to me, the fact that they did this move now is really the biggest problem. It's also the fact that, look, they still have him under contract for another year.
Right.
You know, there is no rush. And so it's almost as if, and I don't want to make too much into the documentary that came out, but I have watched it. I thought it was fantastic. But it's almost as if Jerry was saying, I want to do a huge curveball and shock the world.
Man, look, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I said this over the weekend, and I just felt like it seemed, and Gavin Dawson, who you've talked to here on the G-Bag, kind of said the same thing, was like, you know, did he get some kind of like, hey, I've got to make a splash again? And then, the thing about Charlotte that I thought was interesting when she said, look, we don't have that many more next years left. Do you just get the sense maybe that here in this front office, like, look, they're maybe putting their chips to the table, even though a little bit more than they usually would, considering that, you know, I mean, look, Jerry is 83 years old.
I don't know. I mean, in theory, that makes sense, but it's also just like, the fact that they said it was a unanimous decision and that then Shoddy comes out and says, yeah, it was unanimous with the coaches as well. I just have a hard time believing that when you're talking about one of the great players in the NFL mm-hmm. at a marquee position who probably hasn't even maxed out his own potential yet at 26 years old. I mean, this is supposed to be a really improved team. And I actually thought going into this year that they were a sleeper to win the division, just because as badly as things went last year from an injury standpoint, I thought that if they could stay healthy this year, that they would challenge a Philadelphia and challenge a Washington. So I'm still dumbfounded by it. I've gone back and analyzed it 100 times. And every time I try to think about Dallas's perspective on why they did it and why they felt they had to do it, it just does not add up.
Jordan Schultz joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jordan, I know you get a lot of messages from NFL execs and GMs. Did you kind of get a sense that this package from Green Bay, along with the deal getting done, was the only option available for Dallas? Do you kind of think there was something else available?
No, I think there was, if they had been more patient, I think there was more. I'm not saying it would have been a drastically better offer, but there were other offers to consider that I don't believe they really did consider. In other words, they've been talking to Green Bay, obviously, for a while now, and the framework of this trade, I think, has been in place. They had to make sure that Green Bay could get the deal done, which, 4 years, 188 with 135 guaranteed, obviously, is a, pretty price to pay, and they end up paying him 47, which is six more than Watt. But the onslaught of texts that I received over the ensuing hours from different people around the league, and I put out a few on Twitter. I just launched a YouTube channel. Check it out. Little shameless
go
plug.
For it. Hey, go ahead.
I put some out on there as well. But I'm just going to read you a couple that were telling to me. One was, why on earth would you do this now and not in March? Beyond idiotic. But my favorite one was quite to the point. It said, quote, this is from an NFC executive, the Cowboys make no effing sense. And that's the one that, to me, probably stands out the most because it's so to the point. And I think, and you guys would know this way better than me, but I would imagine that, by and large, all Cowboys fans probably felt the same way.
No, they absolutely do. But, I mean, look, you've been covering football long enough, and you've been in the upper echelon of this for a while. Jerry Jones still operates to the beat of his own drum, right, wrong, or indifferent. And, I mean, look, you probably spend a lot more time around other owners than I ever have. When you've been around Jerry, when you've been around other owners, I mean, is there anybody that comes close to doing the things he does? And then not only does he do them the way he wants to do them, but then we'll sit there and explain to you ad nauseum as to why he did it, whether it makes any sense or not. But by God, he's going to stand on business, as the kids like to say.
We got to stop the run. You know, we got to stop the run. You know, we got to stop the run. I mean, how many times is he going to say that in a different iteration? Jerry, of course, he is the owner of all owners. But, you know, you have other owners that operate really, like, strangely. For example, Mike Brown in Cincinnati. That's a different, much different version.
Right.
And I'd rather have someone like Jerry who at least up until this point has been predictable, where he takes things to the finish line, CD, Dak, and then pays him. I thought it was interesting that, you know, a couple days after the Micah trade, they extend Deron Bland.
Yeah.
I love Deron Bland, and it's a great story of a fifth-round pick. But instantly, I thought, well, Deron Bland has an agent. What's the difference? You know, I mean, Jerry talks about wanting to negotiate with the player directly, and obviously he did and felt he had a deal with Micah. But he has to understand that at some point the agent, especially in today's day and age, and especially someone with as much juice as David Mulugeta, is going to play a significant role.
One thing about this Green Bay move now, and look, I've got a handful of buddies that are Green Bay fans, and, you know, look, we had Peter Bukowski join us the other day. I mean, to me, if anything, A, this puts pressure on Jordan Love. Like, look, we've given you everything now. I mean, hell, Aaron Rodgers is probably pissed off, right?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Hey, you never gave me a pat. Now, you know, you had Clay Matthews, but, you know, you never made a bombastic move like that. You certainly never got me a first-round wide receiver. You did. You know, from what you've seen, you know, is this team ready to take that next step? And then also, too, I don't think enough has been made about the fact that Robert Saleh came on and helped that defense out in the last half of last season when that team kind of made a resurgence on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know that enough's been said about that.
The Packers, I already thought they were a legit Super Bowl team. You add Michael Parsons and they become one of the favorites for sure. You know, the combination of Rashawn Gary and Michael Parsons is going to be freaking awesome, man. It really is. And If you're a Dallas fan, obviously you're sick about the trade. You're sick about trading him to the NFC. But that defense, that front, I think is going to be pretty special. They have a good secondary. I think Edgerrin Cooper is one of these young linebackers that is going to really, really pop. And the fact that you mentioned Jordan Love, they've gotten him weapons. You know, whether it's Dantavion Wicks, Jaden Reed, I know he's been recovering from an injury, but really good young player. Obviously, you mentioned Matthew Golden. Tucker Kraft had a terrific year last year, the tight end, and then a real running game, a real offensive line. There's not a lot of holes. I think Jeff Hafley, the defensive coordinator, you know, he's going to be in his bag this entire season because of what he can do now with that pass rush. So Green Bay, I mean, that division is brutal. I think you could argue that the NFC North is probably the best division in the league, certainly one of them. And I'm really excited about, you know, that entire division, whether it's Chicago, Detroit, or Minnesota. But Green Bay, you mentioned Saleh with what he did last year, but that there's just no holes. And I think Matt LaFleur has really emerged legitimately as one of the not just great young coaches, but you could probably make a list of any list, and he has to be in the top five to top, what, eight of the best head coaches in the league?
Jordan, I do want to talk a little college football. I know you put a couple of tweets out about some NFL GMs commenting on guys like Caleb Downs or other guys on the Ohio State team. Maybe what were some NFL GMs thinking after the performance of some Texas players, maybe one specifically in Arch Manning?
Yeah, you know, it's so, like, the amount of praise that was heaped upon Arch, he would have had to have an all-time game to live up to it. And he did not have a good game, and I know it's unfortunate. I'm not ready to say, you know, he's not the guy or that he's not a super special prospect. There was just way too much hype for a guy that started two games. I talked to one scout about this, and he basically said that from what he's seen with Arch, you know, mechanically, he's always been sound. Physically, he's a beast. You know, he's got perfect tools. But from the first throw of the game, he short-armed a ball, and he never got in a rhythm. I don't know what it was about the play calling, but it didn't seem like they were ever in any offensive flow. And I don't think either quarterback really was their best self. You mentioned the entire kind of just all the prospects in that game. The guy that stood out the most to me, and I think to everyone I talked to, was Caleb Downs. He's becoming a mythical-like figure in Columbus, whether it's an Eric Berry or Earl Thomas type of player. He is really, really special. And I thought he single-handedly changed the game. Thought he was incredible. His instincts, he was just awesome. And that's exactly the type of defender that Matt Patricia likes. You know, one of these guys that can just roam the field and make a ton of plays. So, yeah, I mean, going back to Arch just to close the loop, I'm curious, like, are Cowboy fans or Texas fans in general just, are they panicking to saying, oh, we didn't respect Quinn Ewers enough, or is it just one game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good point. As a Texas fan, I'm okay. I know that you're going to be facing Matt Patricia. It's a tough Ohio State team. You already mentioned it, Caleb Downs. They're stacked all across. I did want to ask, is there maybe a couple of college players that GMs or scouts are looking at that maybe the media is not talking about necessarily?
Yeah, first of all, I don't. These aren't sleepers, but obviously you saw South Carolina last night. You saw Nick Harbor, 6'5", 235, runs 4.3. He's a sicko. I mean, that guy is unreal. And I think the real wild card in the draft, not just for a quarterback, but anybody, is Lenora Sellers.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah, he was really good. And, you know, whether he's not as – he hasn't – another one of these guys hasn't played a ton of college football, but 20 years old, pushing 6'4", 230, and can run. I had one pretty significant quote, you know, basically just called him a cheat code. From an executive. So that was pretty awesome. I was really impressed with those two. I'm going to give you a couple other names on the West Coast just because I'm a Seattle guy, and West Coast players seems like we never get enough love. But go watch Washington. They have a combo at running back and wide receiver. Jonah Coleman, I think he's probably the second best running back in the country, had 170 yards, a couple touchdowns. And then Denzel Boston, who's about 6'4", 225 himself, and was overshadowed the last couple years.
Is that David's kid?
Yeah, it's actually not, but
okay.
He plays like David Boston.
Okay,
he's the
enough.
Same type of he looks like a freak of nature where he's just physically so strong and
okay.
He can run. Those two guys, skill position wise, really excited about. And then the only other, I'll give you one more name just because, you know, he hasn't been mentioned maybe as much as he should, but Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback from LSU. As if he has the type of year that I think he can, he's going to be in the conversation, certainly in the top five, but potentially as a number one pick.
Real quick, and I saw the interview you did. You posted it, and we'll get your YouTube page here in just a second. But you talked about Dan Campbell. Is there a bigger question mark? And you mentioned the NFC North, and look, I agree with you. I think the NFC North is just a from storyline to what each team has question mark wise. And I don't mean question mark in a bad way, but just like, you know, could be boom or bust. But let's call it what it is. You got Dan Campbell, who has had Ben Johnson. He's had Aaron Glenn. Both of them became head coaches. All the talent is still there. But, I mean, let's be real. Unless you're a sicko, do we really know, I mean, what John Morton offensively, what his game plan and what his scheme's going to look like? What can we expect from this Detroit Lion football team, especially when you talk about one of the more difficult schedules in the NFL?
Schedule's tough, and obviously losing Ben Johnson's tough. But, you know, I spent the day there about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, and really impressed. Listen, everyone tells you in the preseason, they all tell you that they have a great team, and this guy looks amazing, and look at how impressive my quarterback is. But I think because we've seen the Lions have success, it adds credence to it. But Dan Campbell specifically said that Jared Goff took a big leap this year. And I said, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Because obviously he's had a lot of success. And he just said, just the maturity, the leadership, everything about him feels better. And that to me matters a lot, especially when Ben Johnson's gone. And then when you add in this receiver from Arkansas, this third rounder, Isaac Tesla, I believe I pronounced it right, they were hyping him up like crazy when I was there. And then he went berserk in the preseason the next 2 weeks, and you understand why. So they're going to have three bona fide receivers with him, Jameson Williams, St. Brown, and then obviously Laporta and the two running backs. Really good offensive line. So I don't really have any questions about Detroit. The new defensive coordinator, Calvin Shepard, really good, former linebacker from LSU. They have good personnel. It'll look different, of course. And nobody sure. is as creative as Ben Johnson, but they feel to me like they're going to be right there again.
All right, 30 seconds. One, is Trent McDuffie going to get a deal done with Kansas City at some point? And tell me I'm not crazy for picking the Seahawks to win the NFC West.
Okay, so I'm from Seattle. Seahawks going to be really good. I don't know if I'm ready to go there just yet okay. because I think the Rams, as long as Stafford is healthy.
Dude, he's a back injury really, away really from tough. Being done for the year. You know that.
That's true, 100%. That's true. But I love where you're at with Seattle, and I think the guy that's going to really pop this year is Boye Mafe, fourth-year pass rusher, Minnesota. Really good young player they love. And then the first part was which one?
Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie.
Oh, no. McDuffie's going to wait. They're going to wait. Obviously, they just did a few huge deals. Yeah. McDuffie will be next year. I can tell you that pretty definitively.
Fair enough. Tell us where we can find the YouTube page at and where we can find you on all the socials.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Check out the Schultz Report, yep, on obviously my socials, but also on YouTube. I would appreciate some feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. And next time I come back, I'll expect a detailed scouting report on why the Schultz Report is good or bad.
Oh, hey, I'm going to check it out this week. You can best believe that. Hey, man, I appreciate you getting back to me when you did. And look, let's have a wonderful 2025 NFL season, my friend.
Sounds good, guys. Anytime. Thank you.
There you have it. The one, the only, Jordan Schultz. Check him out. You will be glad that you did. A lot to talk about as far as what he had to say. We'll get into some more Cowboys stuff. Your text messages more. Don't go anywhere. This is the G-Bag Nation.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.